fellow warrior with you. You see, it is a scary thing to bring children into the world today. Amen. Somebody would ask me, why would you make such a statement? I make such a statement because I hear many young couples enter when they're getting ready to enter into marriage, and they talk about that marriage cup, that question of whether or not they're going to have children. They have doubts, amen, about being parents because they do not want to repeat some of the same mistakes.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact one, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome rule until redeeming.
Good with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth
look. When we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Gina, Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Ronnie Bell takes you further
you
into the Word
in a
of God.
Father God, we come to you this morning believing that wherever we have missed it at doing the will and the ways in which you have set up for your church, we ask, Lord, that you forgive us and help us to begin to implement the right ways and the right changes and the right will that you have for your church. Lord, we know that you want us to be holy and righteous, and we ask you to help us to be holy and righteous as your church. We ask you, Lord, that however you want the church to go, we will not continue to implement the old traditions and habits and ways that our forefathers have brought forth as the way you want your church to be governed. We know that you have special ways that you have set up in the Bible to govern your church, to rule your church, to operate your church. So, Father God, we ask you to forgive us for our evil ways. Forgive us for all the ways that we've gone out and done the things that we wanted to do, implemented the ways and the changes that we wanted to implement in your church. We ask you to forgive us and help us to turn, Lord, so that we can begin to do the will, that your will, and we can begin to operate in the things that you said that we're supposed to operate in as your church. So, Lord, we just ask you to help us, Lord. Help us to come down off of our high horses and help us to come down into the will and ways of God. Help us to come back to our first love, and that's to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for it today, in Jesus' name, amen. You know, our question and the topic of our lesson today is, where is the church now? We're asking the question about the early church. What are the things that the early church did that we should be doing now? They followed the rules and ways of God as Jesus Christ laid down the foundation for God's church. Not our church, but God's church. We talked about that last week. And this week we're talking about, where is the church today? Right now, where is the church? How is it operating? This is what we want to talk about today. I want to start by saying, no matter how far away from God, what God wants and needs us, the church, and to do as the church, we must realize this place, position, change, and work that God wants us to do. You know, we got to know where our position is. We got to know what we need to change. We got to know the work and the plan, you know, that God has given us. And this is what we're going to have to follow, saints. Not the old tradition of our fathers, not those old traditions, but we're going to have to follow what God has laid down, the foundation through Jesus Christ for his church. You know, no matter how far we've strayed away from God's intents for us and for his church, you know, we need to just repent and turn back to our first love. You know, the Bible says God is married to the backslider. The church is in a backslidden condition. They have gone back into their own ways of thinking and their own ways of doing things. You know, they have allowed so much. They have allowed so much of God's word to be replaced by their corruptiveness of this world, meaning the world has corrupted the church. And so you have many church leaders that have gone back into that old corrupt state, and they have left the real ways that God has set for the church. They left it behind. Now, what are we talking about? What are we meaning by this? We know that we can't serve two masters. We will either love one and hate the other, or we will hate one and love the other. This is what God says. This is what the word of God said. You know, this is what he says. It all boils down to us making up our minds. You know, taking a stand to do one or the other. Saints, we can't straddle the fence, and we can't do both of them at the same time. Faith and fear don't work together. Love and hate, they don't work together. So we cannot add a portion of the world in with a portion of God's word. We can't do that, saints. Here's what Joshua said to the people in Joshua 24 and verse 14 and 15. Therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. See, listen to this. I want you to make sure that you get this. This is how we're going to serve God. This is what Joshua told the people way back there then, and it still applies. It says, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. We know that we can see that some of these things haven't changed. The same things that Joshua talked to the people about, we can see that some of these things are still operating in the church today. Just like those church folks, we are commanded to fear God. These are things that this is still what we're supposed to do. Even though he told it to those people way back then, we're still supposed to fear God, to serve God in all sincerity. Not being hypocrites about it, but in all sincerity and truth. What that means is God never changed. Jesus never changed. And the Holy Spirit will never change. They remain constant, saints of God. They remain constant. They remain the same. If we want to really be the church of God and not one of the man-named organizations that, you know, that we feel represents the church of God, If we want to serve God in his church and not in an organizational sense, that is the church. You know what I'm talking about, like you know, you got Methodists, and you got Catholics, you got Baptists, you got Holiness, you got Kojic, Church of God in Christ. We got all these different churches, you know, and we need to realize that there's only one church, and that is the church, and that's the one that God set out with Jesus. He laid the foundation for it. You know, all of these other names that we put over the church door, they don't represent the way they're supposed to represent God. You know, I'm talking about the church. And when you said the, that means it's the only one. The church, which foundation was laid by Jesus, who was the master builder, the head, he's the head of the church. You know, when we must be sincere, you know, free from pretense or deceit. You know, we must continue on being genuinely in love with God. This is how we started out as the church, and this is how we're going to have to end up as a church. When you want to please God, this is what you're going to have to do. When you want to please God and be totally obedient to Him, this is what the church is all about. You know, you got to represent God's will. This is how Jesus taught His disciples. And if we really and truly want to be a part of this church, this ongoing church, we must observe to stay in the same attitude, saints. You know, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the church, they don't change. They do not change. So, saints of God, as a result of what we just went over, we can't change either. We don't have the power to change the things in the church. We don't have the understanding to change the ways that God has laid out for His church to do, the works that He's called it to do, and how He called us to do this work. We can't change that. So when we do the people that we're ministering to a disservice, we do God a disservice, and we disrespect God. Church, let's not be deceived. We can't live like the world, which is ruled and operated by the devil, and still call ourselves Christians, Christ-like. That's what that means. When you call yourself a Christian, you're saying we're Christ-like. You know, how can we be Christ-like, and we're changing the things that Christ set up as a foundation for us, according to the will of His Father? We lie and we do not the truth. We must serve God. This is what Joshua told the people. We must serve God in the truth. What is the truth? The truth is the Word of God. We can't serve Him in any other way, saints of God. Joshua told the people they had to put away their father's gods, you know. We have to put away our father's old conversation. This is the gods that we hold up today. These old conversations, these old traditions. You know, this is what we hold up. We don't have little figurines as gods like they did back there in them days. But we hold up the ways and the conversations of our fathers. You know, where we talk just like the world, you know. Our church history is that of what some man started with a portion of scripture that represents how his group was going to be organized and how they were going to be perceived, you know. Therefore, the teaching should be centered around that portion of scripture that they pulled out of the Bible, and they chose that this is the way our little organization of what we call the church is going to be run. This is how the people.